It's our final Zeb Chat for 2025 and our last one with our principal. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Shane. Yeah, it's a funny moment, isn't it? But the great thing about this episode is it's all about looking forward. And there's so much to look forward to at Xavier. We're 2 years away from heading into our 150th year as a college. So it's today, it's Shane, as we know, it's great to be able to have our two directors of school. So our director of junior school, Brett Collison, and our director of senior school, Michael Islett. Welcome to you both.
Yeah, good to see you.
Morning, Bill. Morning, Shane.
Fellows. Morning, Shane. Morning, Bill. Great to be here.
And look, we had a great look backwards over your 8 years last week, Bill. Really enjoyed that. And I think it's a great idea now to take our listeners forward. And Brett, let's start with you. You've just taken the grade six boys to Kosciuszko and Canberra. I mean, give us the vibe as we go into 2026. It must have been a wonderful experience.
Yeah, the second time we've ventured up to Canberra and Cozzy, Shane, for our Year 6 expedition, and it was an awesome 7 days away, 6 nights, 3 nights in Canberra, 3 nights in Cozzy, and the boys were outstanding. So I think it's a great way for our Year 6s to finish their time at Burke Hall before they transition across to the senior school. And, yeah, we're really riding that wave of positivity. The boys were outstanding. They get a little bit wobbly from time to time, being away from home for 7 days, eating food perhaps they're not so keen on and whatnot. But, yeah, we're really excited about waving them goodbye tonight and moving into next year.
It will be a great night, the celebration of Year 6. It's a significant milestone for the boys, wherever they've come from, Year 5, from Year 3 or 4, some of them having joined and sent some right through to kindergarten and prep, Brett. And you must be proud. I must admit, every time I go in and you look at the tone that's around the campus, how the boys are holding themselves, how they're moving not only from class to class but at recess time, and just their beautiful openness of saying hello and sometimes, you know, coming up and all shaking a hand, it's they're lovely signs.
Oh, the boys are terrific, Bill. We're just working through a process at the moment to find our Year 6 leaders for next year, and we interviewed a few boys yesterday and they all walked into the office, hand out, "G'day, Mr. Collison. Thanks for having me," shaking our hands with Mr. Scanlon. So, yeah, looking forward to announcing those boys when we make the final decision. But just the energy around the campus is just super day after day.
Isn't it great when that's a Year 6 boy? And the number of parents who will say, you know, for a boy who might have just started in Year 5, often it's just a month or two in, they said, the difference that I can see in my son of how he's engaging with life, et cetera, is a really beautiful thing.
And I might handball to Michael now, director of the senior school, and 8 years for you as well. You and Bill started at the same time. You must actually look and be pretty proud of the journey of Xavier in that 8 years. It's a question I asked Bill last week, but you've had a massive part to play as the director of the senior campus.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, Shane. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think we are blessed that we have so many people at the school from so many different walks of life, but in so many roles at the place, that are so engaged in the investment in moving our boys forward and journeying with the students and accompanying with them. And so maybe I'll put it a different way. I'm so proud to work at Xavier. I don't know if it's about being proud of what I may or may not have done, but I'm so proud to be a part of this community because I think the way it all works together and the way people work towards the accompaniment of our students is so magnificent. If I've had, you know, some small part to play in that, then that's something for me to be proud of, I guess. But yeah, I look at the combined energy of everyone. Before we jump away from Brett's experience though in Year 6, I think one of the things that is really this is about moving, you know, this episode is about moving forward. And
sure,
so I think one of the next steps for this space is looking at a couple of great opportunities of where we can use some of leverage our older students with our junior students in some of the activity and space. And without giving too much away, Brett and I have been talking about a particular opportunity next year for those that may love their Japanese, where our junior students could be involved in a potentially exciting adventure with some of our senior students as well. So.
And, Bill, we might come back to the expeditions a bit more as well, because I know Michael's got some really exciting things simmering in the pot, as it were. But it's an interesting one to look at the 8 years. And what would you describe as the changes in the 8 years? And then I'd ask the same question of Michael in terms of what we've looked at this year and to use a quote of yours, students leaning in and being of quality.
Yeah. I think it's interesting. I've loved every time an OLSAV has hopped on our episodes, and I think back to Luke and Matt who were on a few weeks ago.
That was a wonderful episode.
It was a great episode, but the core values of a Jesuit education and what has made this place tick for 147 years has not been lost, but it materialises and it comes to life in new ways. And maybe there are different emphases and pressure points and opportunities that sit in every sort of generation and every decade. And I look over the course of this journey, you know, I'll often say, you know, how do our boys hold themselves? And I'm really proud of that, if you like, a self-discipline, but a thoughtfulness, a real respect and an awareness of their environment. And, you know, sometimes we've tried to create those environments, whether they be buildings or structures within the school, that try and promote that. And, you know, as Michael was saying, even in his comment about things of collaborating with Brett, you know, again, little boys learning from big boys or having an opportunity to partner with bigger boys, able then to take a lead into the little boys. And I think that's maybe been an area that we've been able to emphasise in a new way because of some of the structures that we've brought through. But I think there's also that sense of, you know, we're human excellence. What does human excellence look like in 2025? How does it come to life? And, you know, growing up in this era as a young person with, you know, we've been reflecting a little bit of social media and, you know, some of the impositions and challenges, it's not easy at times. Life is not always easy, and it hasn't been for any generation per se as you go through all of the battles. But I am absolutely confident, particularly obviously with the school environments that Brett and Michael both lead, how they are with their staff, what they ask of them, how they ask their staff, and how the staff so willingly journey with them in this partnership of raising good young men. I'm really confident in, you know, the cohort of year six coming through, or you look at the cohort of year 12s exiting out, if they're just two benchmarks of what our young people are about, I think we're in great straits.
Anything to add to that, Michael?
Oh, I think maybe to, I was thinking, as Bill was speaking, I was thinking about the original question for me, which was around what have I seen maybe change or...
Yes.
And I guess I feel as though there's an openness to the boys that I think has developed. I agree with Bill. The tenets of Jesuit education haven't changed, and so anything that I think has developed, I don't say in a context of wasn't there in certain ways, because our rich history has informed so much, and we're so lucky to have old Zavs who get involved and help us actually. Manifest these changes. I look at some of the work Job did in this space over his time when he was at the school, and Robbie has certainly done this year as well, amongst many others. Lee Williams, who's our head of science, who's an old Zavarian, who works with us and others. Mick Orcroft, just another one to throw in there. But I think an openness of the boys to the staff, an openness to each other in who they are and how they're feeling, and absolutely, and this is led by Father Chris, an openness to their spirituality. We had a really significant event here at the school that everybody knows about a few weeks ago when Liz Allen, one of our longstanding staff members, died. And I had the role and I guess the privilege to have to speak to the school community about that on that morning. I came off the lectern with 400 boys in the room, and the first thing that happened was a boy came up to me and said, Mr. Islett, I think it would have been really tough for you to have to get up this morning and do that, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Wow.
I went back to my office and I had an email from a boy who, and he, I'm sure he listens to Zav Chat every week and knows who he is because he's walked a bit of a journey, and I had an email from him and it just said, hey, I just wanted to check in on you this morning to make sure that you're okay. He said, you know, you guys all tell us to check in on our friends to make sure they're okay. I'm not your friend. I was funny that he noted that, but I just wanted to make sure that we do an Are You Okay to our director of senior school today. And so for me, that openness of the boys to understanding things like mental health, things that it's okay to talk about those things, I think is probably something that has developed.
That's a marvellous story, to be honest. Can I ask you both on that broad expeditions topic? The boys coming out of grade six, Brett, you've talked about Mount Kosciuszko, and then Michael, I know the two of you have been working very hard with Bill to try and maybe even further broaden opportunities. Do you want to talk to that?
Yeah, thanks, Shane. Look, We're keen on just giving our boys great experiences and opportunities. Shared experiences, I think, is what I really believe in. When boys go off together, they can share those wonderful experiences, journeys, unpack them together and have lasting memories. So we're keen to really stretch ourselves and challenge the boys in what they're exposed to. As I said, even when we go away for 7 days to Canberra, some of the boys find that really difficult, being away from their homes for 7 days.
Yeah.
They struggle through, but they get through. And sometimes it might mean that they have to have a quick call to home just to recalibrate, but they get through. And, in fact, I had spoke to one of the parents this week, and she said we were just driving home and the boy in the back seat said, I can't believe I did that. So what a great achievement for him. So that's what we're looking to do, just to try and challenge ourselves to find new horizons that we can go and venture into and really challenge our boys and expose them.
And then, Michael, it permeates through into the secondary school. I know year nine's a big one, but you've also got some exciting ideas bubbling away year 10 and up.
We do, yeah. And I think the Brett's spoken to year six and the program then flows through into the start of high school for the boys in year seven and eight. You mentioned one of our signature programs, which is the Uluru on country experience for our year nines. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we've been doing a lot of work and are really close within the next couple of days to announcing some amazing projections around year 10 to 12.
Fantastic.
And that's through a process of listening to families and to the boys in particular and what they're saying about year 10 in particular, but then looking at a myriad of opportunities we're able now to project out to 2030.
Yes.
For families to be able to look and say, okay, across this 3-year journey for my child, what are the experiences in immersion and what are the experiences potentially overseas around languages, our global leaders experience, which we're organising right now for next year, which will be heading off to Europe next year, our expeditions in the outdoor education space as well. I'm trying to think. Bill, jump in if there's
sport,
one of the tenants. Sports, another one,
music,
of course. Music,
academic and specialist
really
programs, etc.
Yeah.
So it is exciting, and I do love the fact, Shane, that these are immersed experiences. And I think so much of what occurs at Xavier, they're not just ad hoc, add on programs. They're woven into the fabric of not only our curriculum, but also just the development of young men. And I think that's one of the great gifts that we do. And, you know, look at in a Brett's program, you know, it's just sparking curiosity and questions and how it then weaves into their whole learning experience and their journey, sure, et cetera. And then some of the experiences at the top end are a byproduct of that. So it is great. I was also reflecting, Shane, that I think some of the gold in a Jesuit school and especially at Xavier, the gold is found on the edge. It's not in the safe comfort of the middle. And one of the great things that we do is that we take boys to the edge in a safe, thoughtful environment and we unpack it with them there. And Father Chris and so much of our spiritual program moves into that space. And as a result, we have young men who can articulate areas of whether it be of faith, of morality, of ethics, or of how we are with each other, or are you okay? And two boys who just reach out to Michael with that level of thoughtfulness. That just doesn't come out of nowhere.
Sure.
And you see evidence of this and then into Brett's programs as well, and how the boys are thinking that the gold is on the edge.
Michael and Brett, I was really impressed this week with a seminar that you organised for parents across both campuses. Do you want to just talk to that quickly? Because this is something I think so relevant and so topical.
Yeah, we had a conversation evening on Tuesday night for families around the changes to the social media laws for teens.
Yep.
And so it was a two-pronged conversation. One was looking at the legislation. Eve Begnall, who works with us here at the school, our senior counsel, spoke to that and unpacked the legislation for families and the changes to the social media laws. And then Steve Finlay, who is one of our psychologists here at the school, ran a conversation for parents around what are the things that they can consider and look at over the next 7 weeks, because this particular change to legislation and banning
just around the corner,
social media comes timed with the kids having 7 weeks off. It was an amazing conversation. And I guess it leads into a parent engagement program that we're looking to launch next year, where we want to do something and we do it through the lens of Ignatian formation as well for families, but we've been working with our Parents Association at what are some of the key areas of education for parents. So it's not about them necessarily learning, it's about the education for them to help journey with their children. So areas like gambling, areas like working, having our students have to work with young people who may be neurodiverse in their jobs, in their workplace, in their sporting clubs, looking at issues like body image for young men, a whole range of issues, financial management, mental health first aid, that we're going to be going into in a parent engagement program next year.
Yeah, Bill, I wanted today to be visionary, if you like, and looking ahead. Hearing Michael talk there says to me, wow, we've got a lot of good stuff planned.
Okay. And not only good stuff, but how it's done in partnership. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Brett and Michael were at this session, you know, together. They helped to unpack it, et cetera. You know, Brett's got these through lines coming through. He knows these students and these families well, and he's present in these moments, you know, as they're entering into that really critical adolescent phase. You know, and here he is, he pops up again, you know, coaching the, you know, the second 18. And these are great through lines that are, that occur during the school. I guess, Brett, it's quite apparent at Burke Hall in our junior school a lot of the time.
Oh, absolutely. And I love being a part of those different touch points along the way. But it was the other night, it was lovely to have a representation of families from both campuses. And it's just another way that parents can connect and around something that they're sharing and experiencing together. So an opportunity for them to come together, have discussion, ask questions. I think it just forms them as parents, but also with them as a group of people as well. So we really look forward to next year and what we can uncover and unearth.
It's lovely seeing also, you know, just how our parents dive in here. It's not what we do to their children, it's what we do with our children.
Correct.
And that's a beautiful element, and it's evident. It'll be evident tonight, Brett, for you in the Year 6 celebration. It's evident at Valete. You know, the parents are on a journey, and there are so many opportunities for them to keep diving in to a program.
And as we look back, say, just simply over 2025, I'll just ask both of you, Michael and Brett, for maybe a highlight. I know there's one in my head, Michael, that you might come up with, which is to do with year 11s, but you answer as you would like, and then I'll come to Brett as well.
That's very nice of you, Shane.
Oh, so I'm first. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about, which is the year 11 father and son dinner, where we had Beau Crocott speak about social isolation for young men. We had Loretta Hooley speak about what the Genazzano girls want the boys to hear about their masculinity, which was an incredible...
Fascinating topic.
Yeah, presentation. And Father Chris talk about the through lines of spirituality and masculinity and mental health. Yeah, it was a real highlight. And we've had some really interesting feedback just this week about now that we're a couple of months down the track, because part of that night the boys had to make a commitment with their father figure to have a conversation around this week as a follow-up. So that's been really good. Yeah, I have to say, though, Shane, as difficult it was seeing, you know, seeing 750 Zavarians, old Zavarians, staff members, line the kidney lawn all the way through to the front gate when we farewelled Liz Allen was incredible, because it just, again, spoke to that idea of community. But that, I think, one of the greatest things about the school is that the community doesn't finish when the boys get their Valete cross or their VCE results. To see the boys who had come back and wanted to just engage in conversation to see how we were and check in, but be there for someone that they really loved, I thought that just spoke so much about that our school's not a 13-year journey, it's a 60-year journey.
And they were, those older boys were there in large numbers. It was pretty special. Brett, you've had a bit of time to think on that one.
Yeah, I find it very difficult to answer this because we have such a rich offering across the 12 months. So I'll look at it through maybe students, staff and parents. But, you know, our musical productions, our sporting experiences that boys engage in, they're all highlights to see our boys do really well on the stage. We had a couple of groups of boys come first and third in a 4x100-metre relay state athletics event just a few weeks ago. So they're obviously highlights for us.
Very much.
The work that we've done with our staff this year, our staff are tremendous. They're so passionate in how they work with our students. Michael touched upon that earlier on, but just watching the staff engage in our professional learning journey has been really enriching, and I've been delighted to be a part of that. And then probably a couple of experiences we had just a few months ago. I had two focus group sessions with our parents, our kinder parents and our prep to two parents, and just to spend some time with them talking about their perception of things and how they're experiencing school life in these early years that they've been a part of the school, and just to receive the feedback that we received was really affirming. And you know, they gave us some ideas on where we can grow, and that was what we were after, just some ideas on what's working well, but also what where we could sort of develop. But their engagement and their comments around the boys and the pride that they have in being a part of the school, even that we're talking about kinder boys and girls, and we're talking about boys in prep to two, but their pride that they have in putting the school uniform on was just lovely to hear from the parents. So, yeah, I mean, there's a wide range of things that I love.
Well, I hope people who've heard this edition of Zav Chat will feel a real confidence that even minus Bill as the principal, Xavier College is in really strong hands. One last question. This is out of the blue for you two. I'm giving you both 30 seconds to talk about your experiences with Bill and give him a thank you. You go first, Michael.
Oh, he employed us both, so we could thank him for that. Oh, look, 30 seconds. How could I do that in 30 seconds, Shane? Do you know, I wondered whether you'd ask this question. I think I'd probably say a couple of things because I was thinking about it. One, I think coming out of COVID, one of the things I've really learned, I suppose, in my leadership from Bill was the idea around some things had to change, but you don't just then go back to what you've always done.
Sure.
How do we use some of those learnings out of that experience, which was so acute? And I look at some of the ways we communicate now, for example, that have come out of that, that's just better. And so that's probably something. But I guess if I could say one other thing, one thing I would say about Bill, and I'm sort of inside the four walls of his office pretty often, is he has come at everything always from the understanding of the human. I had a parent pass away this year, and I remember coming in at one stage and I only got halfway through the sentence before he was talking about me getting on a plane. And so I think that our community has experienced Bill, but the way he deals with you as a human and that and as a person and how that comes before everything has been something that I have gratitude that I couldn't, you know, I could never pay back.
Beautifully said, and I'd go along with that. Brett, thoughts?
I think Michael's taken up some of my 30 seconds there, but echo his words there. I think Bill's got great courage, and it takes courage to lead any organisation, but certainly a school like Xavier. And we have made some significant decisions, but that's been all on the back of the courage that Bill's led us through, and just his sense of positivity and hope. There's always we can do this, and there's not any reasons why we can't. It's always how do we make these things happen. So positivity and courage would be two words that I would take, and I would also like to thank Bill for employing me. Xavier College is a wonderful community.
Totally agree, and I'd say exactly the same. So, Bill, on behalf of Wilbur, Jared, and the great Nick Francis, 3 years back, you've been a wonderful leader of this school. Unflappable is the word I would use, along with never ever loses perspective and holds emotion brilliantly. So congratulations. 3 years of Zav Chat that I've personally really enjoyed. You've done a brilliant job with it. And we'll welcome Lee in 2026.
Hasn't it been great fun, Shane? I've loved every second of these episodes. They're real highlights of the week, as you mentioned, our three captains. And what wonderful examples of what a young Xavierian's about, how he thinks, the questions that he asks, et cetera. So it's been an absolute honour and privilege of my life to have had 8 years at this wonderful Jesuit institution of Xavier College. Thanks.
Good luck at Stonyhurst. And we won't see you 7 days hence, folks. We'll see you with different voices in the new year. Have a wonderful Christmas.